It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off.
As a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hi, I'm Janet.
And I'm Teresa.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine because men like booze.
And girls like wine. This is going to be one fun podcast.
Okay, here we go.
I feel like I'm calling into a sexy line.
Yeah, it's called Chest Cold.
Not Rear. As sexy as T-Squared is back.
Yep. Ha. Happily back sooner than later.
Yes. Surprise. So. There's lots of fun, good reasons why she's back sooner than later. Some we can talk about, some we can't.
Right.
But there's lots of fun and exciting things happening with Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Right. Awesome.
So what's new with you?
I had a chest cold.
You posted some really pretty pictures for Easter. Was that
Easter?
Oh,
thank you. Yeah, that was Easter. Mm-hmm.
You and my your beautiful
my
family.
Lovely mom and my beautiful daughter.
And the three of you next to each other, you can totally see the resemblance.
I know, it's
I
crazy.
Pulled it up for Steve and I was like, "Look at this. It's Teresa's mom and her daughter and yep, they're related."
I know. My daughter's she's my little mini me. And it's funny because when we look at each other and don't see it as much as other people do, but
right.
Yeah, we're our little twin, you know, we're little twins actually. It's funny.
It is adorable. But, you guys are beautiful.
Well,
beauty
thank you.
Runs in your family.
Well, she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous inside and out. So yeah,
aww,
that's my baby
proud
girl.
Mama.
I am. I always am. She always gets annoyed with me. She's like, "God, mom,
stop doting on me." That. Oh, she'll appreciate it when she gets older and wiser.
Oh, she will. She's a doll.
So this week we're drinking some middle sister wine. Do you want to pull the bottle over here so we can talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a red wine. T-Squared likes red wine. Is it good?
Yeah, this one's actually really good, which is funny because I haven't drank in over a week, which is like phenomenal for me.
So I might need to drive you home.
Anyway, yeah, probably I'll be laying on my, you know, hood of my car. So, oh, a sassy blend of the most popular red varieties. That's cute.
I'm very superficial. Do you see the cork? It's adorable and has a bunch of girls, stick figure type girls on the cork. And
oh,
I was
that's
like,
cute.
I love middle sister and I like, I forget the other wine that I like because they have cute corks.
Well, and
you save the corks, you put them in a jar and then it's decor.
Well, you make wreaths out of them.
Oh, there you go. Wreaths. Yes. Yes. I haven't done that yet. I just threw it into a big clear bowl.
Yeah, but it takes like a bazillion of them to make a wreath, so that would only take me about 6 months, so we're good.
There we go.
Can make it work.
Well, cheers and happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday, all y'alls.
You know who's PMSing? My dog.
Your dog? Oh.
She's like so fragile.
Oh, I was going to say Carrie because she always seems to be PMSing, but God bless her. I love you, Carrie.
She is amazing, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Let's do Woman Crush of the Week because we need to do that first and foremost because that's important. You go first.
Okay, yeah.
You have an update from your last one. You do. You said you did.
No, right? No. I have something to share. But
okay.
It's not an update from my last one. It's from one prior. And I'll go ahead and just
okay.
say it.
Recap.
Remember, remember I talked about a girl named Jessica Chase.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's Ira Black, who's a rock star, and she's a rock star in her own world. She's the one who she met a nun on a plane, and she's just adorable as ever.
Very giving soul.
Very much so. Well, she was so sweet that she created a website called Rocker Chicks Rule.
RockerChicksRule.
Yeah.
.com.
Well, it's actually a Facebook page, but I don't know if she's a web page, but it's Rocker Chicks.
Okay.
Rocker Chicks Rule. CHIX Chicks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I didn't know, but I was one of her first like big posts that she wrote, and it was, and she posted to Girls in a Bottle of Wine. And it said how much she appreciated us and why she adored us and why she adored me. And it was just probably one of the sweetest things I've ever seen in my life.
So oh my gosh.
I was like all, you know, beside myself that she had done that. And in on her, you know, one of our first big pages that she puts out on this particular Facebook page. And I was like, oh, this is so sweet. She just messaged me and she goes, I made some comments about you. And then I pull it up and it's this whole like,
was it a tissue moment?
Oh, it was awesome. So that's anyway, awesome. Thank you, Jessica. You're a doll and I love you. So thank you.
Woman crush of the week update. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was amazing.
So. Jessica sounds like an amazing woman.
She is.
Is she here in the Denver area?
No, she lives in LA.
Does she come to Denver much at all?
Only when Ira's here. I wish she would come just to visit me. Wink, wink, hint, hint.
Girls weekend.
But, yeah, she tries to get out with Ira as much as she possibly can, so.
But when you have a job or a life outside of your boyfriend.
And she's got three boys.
People don't always understand that.
Yeah.
Why don't you travel with him?
She's a busy mama, too, so.
Oh, yeah, kids. Yeah. How old are her kids?
You know, I don't know the actual ages, but they're in their teens down to their early teens.
So high maintenance still.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not that if any kids listening are, don't be offended. It's good to be high maintenance. That means your mama loves you. She's maintaining you.
No, it's not good to be high maintenance. You need to take care of your mama. And
when
listen.
They get older.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when they're in their preteens, early teens, and teens, that's when the mama hen takes care of them.
Yeah. Listen to your mom.
Yes. So who's your woman crush for this week?
Well, I had one in particular in mind, but I changed it.
Because we're women, we have the right to do that at any moment.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it spawned off of, which is funny, it spawned off of a group message I got from our cohort in crime, Carrie.
Oh, stop it. No, you don't understand.
No, wait.
We didn't talk about this.
Wait, we're not talking about it. I'm just saying that there's a person on there who is one of my best friends.
Are we going to mention names?
Yes.
Okay.
Her name's Suzanne Jonas.
Okay.
I grew up with her. We were roommates and we were womb-mates. Womb-mates meaning our...
I'm like, what's this?
Our moms were pregnant with each other at the same time.
Aww.
And they were in the hospital together. I decided that I was going to be stubborn and come later. So,
shocking.
Yeah. Who'd have thought, you know, I'm not going to make... This is, you know, this
nothing is going to come
I'm easy. Not sharing this day. anyway, so... Suzanne, or in my world, her name's Susie.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we've known each other all our lives. And when I lived in Albuquerque, she was also my roommate. And
oh, wow.
We've just had just a fun life together for many years. She's, I'd say, my polar opposite, but she's not. She is, as far as looks are concerned, black hair, dark eyed, blonde hair, light eyed, you know, that type of thing. But she's the epitome of a strong woman. She looks like Betty Page, and I am not even kidding you. She's like full blown looks like Betty Page. She's a freaking knockout, and she always has been. She's always just been utterly beautiful. She's highly intelligent. She's highly gifted.
She's the full package.
She is the full package. And she's raising two adorable sons. And she's a hardcore CrossFit workout person, which I admire big time because I'm not there.
I have a girlfriend that does the CrossFit, and I can't.
Right.
Box jumps, throwing tires.
You've got to get on her website on her Facebook page, because this chick, she tosses like the big tractor tires and crap insanity. Like that.
But go girl.
Oh, and she is rock solid and just gorgeous. She always has been. But one of the things that I adore the most about Susie is she... And Susie, I'm going to call you Susie on here because I can.
Sassy.
You know, she doesn't hold back. Mm-hmm. She basically says it the way it is.
No filter.
No, none. But she also has a very strong sense of humor, a very strong sense of being. Mm-hmm. And she's very heartfelt. She's just a very loving person. She, example, it's so cute. When my father was in the hospital, and mm-hmm. listeners who've been with us for a while know that I lost my dad 3 years ago.
Right.
She was working at the hospital. She had just become a nurse, and she was working at the hospital where my dad was. And when he walked in, or when she walked in, he just smiled and said she was just a vision of beauty, which she absolutely was. And she came in and talked to him and made him laugh and smile. And she can do that with anybody, whether it's being smart-assy or she's just great. I mean, I don't know what else to say about her. Her intelligence, her strength, her ability to be so comfortable in her own skin absolutely amazes me. So...
Sounds like an amazing woman crush of the week.
She is. She's adorable, and you would love her. She's
hopefully one day I can meet her.
Well, she's going to get her little skinny butt up here and skinny, strong, muscular butt up here.
I was going to say, and, she's throwing tires.
Yeah. but she's going to come up here eventually and come hang out. So, yeah.
Well, and where does she live?
She lives in Albuquerque.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And her name is Suzanne?
Suzanne Jonas.
Jonas, like the Jonas Brothers, but not.
But not even close.
No. She's probably like really.
You know what? What's funny is she and I have to throw this in, she and I are very, we've always had very similar but very different personalities in a lot of our views and a lot of our ways of thinking as far as our political views, our religious views, things like that. Mm-hmm. We think on somewhat two ends of the spectrum, but we've never, ever passed judgment between each other. We've always been, you know, I think that makes us stronger as friends because we've always been able to connect and mm-hmm. talk about things and keep our friendship strong and alive. And none of the fact that we may have opinions that differ have
you appreciate ever, those.
Yes, we do. We Excellent. Do. She appreciates me for who I am, and I appreciate her for who she is. And it's just the way it should be in friendships, no matter who you are. So
take a lesson, ladies.
Yeah.
Stop being catty witches.
Absolutely.
All right. So my woman crush of the week is not as sentimental or heartfelt. It's more fun and entertaining.
But we love fun and entertaining.
Yes. Da, so, da, da. Yeah. Amy Schumer, she hosted the MTV Movie Awards this last Sunday. Did you watch them?
I did not.
That's okay. That's okay. She is a hilarious woman. She has a show on Comedy Central. Sorry. Wow. Comedy Central. And it's called, I think, The Amy Schumer Show. She is hilarious. I just was turned on to her, and I follow her now on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. And she is just, she's no holds bar. Like, she is hilarious, raunchy from time to time. Like, even watching the MTV Movie Awards, I was like, can that be said on TV?
Oh, I already like her.
She's amazing.
Okay, and I'll keep her.
She just wrote her first movie, which is going to be hitting theaters on July 17th. It's called Trainwreck. She wrote this movie. It looks hilarious. The trailer is funny. It has LeBron James, several other comedians in the mix, And I am excited to see this movie.
Okay. Amy, wait, now.
Amy Schumer.
Is she?
The blonde.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So that's the same. Okay. Sorry.
You were thinking Amy Poehler, maybe? I don't know.
No, another funny blonde comic? Yeah. Another funny blonde comic. I was totally off, but okay, got it.
So the movie's called Trainwreck, and it stars Amy, of course. She is joined by Tilda Swinton, Bill Hader, John Cena, Brie Larson, and Colin Quinn. And I may have butchered some of those names. And it is just a funny movie. And if you follow Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine on Facebook, and if you don't, I don't know why, do it now. But go to our Facebook page, and I've shared the trailer a couple of times.
Okay.
So exciting news is that I get to join a couple other journalists from Denver tomorrow to do a panel interview with Amy Schumer. So I've been like watching that trailer on repeat, and I have come up with a few questions as to what I can ask her, but what do you got? You gotta like, come on, T squared. On the spot, hot seat.
Okay,
would you ask? I showed you the trailer.
Well, I saw the trailer and...
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to hit play on the trailer right now.
Girls, your mother and I are getting divorced. Monogamy isn't realistic.
Monogamy isn't realistic.
Again.
Monogamy isn't realistic.
I didn't understand that word at the time. But now I know exactly what he was talking about.
Saturday, I would love it if you were my date.
I can't do that because, like, you and I won't ever see each other again.
I wake up late every morning, mine are just cooling, I'm still yawning.
Good morning.
Oh, Amy. What happened? Did church let out early?
Ooh, I like Tom's sweater. Does he teach computer in a church basement?
Don't get all threatened just because you don't understand the concept of marriage. You dress him like that so nobody else wants to have sex with him? That's cool.
Hey!
I'm just a modern chick who does what she wants. Last week, it was this guy.
Is that wine in the box?
Hey, Mark Wahlberg, shut up.
Mark Wahlberg? Mark Wahlberg was like 150 pounds. I look like Mark Wahlberg ate Mark Wahlberg.
Before you judge, you should know I'm doing fine. My friends are awesome, my apartment's sick, and I have a great job at a men's magazine.
I like you, Amy. You're clever, but you're not too brainy. You're pretty-ish, and you're not gorgeous. You're approachable.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm giving you an assignment. I need a profile on a sports doctor.
Oh!
So you're doing the article on me?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt. We watching Downton Abbey later?
LeBron, I'm being interviewed.
Listen, I'm watching it tonight because I'm not going to go to practice and all the guys are talking about it and I'm left out.
All.
You follow sports?
Sports. I love them.
Who's your favorite team?
The Orlando Blooms.
Do you want to get a drink?
Yeah. What am I doing? I slept at the doctor's place last night.
My boy got intimate.
Yes.
Sexual intercourse.
Oh!
You never spend the night. What were you, blackout drunk?
No, I had like 2 drinks. 3 max. 4 now that I'm tallying.
Because you're on antibiotics or something?
Oh my God, he's calling me.
Why would he call? You guys just had sex.
This is Amy. I think you butt-dialed me.
No, I dialed you with my fingers.
What's she saying? What's she saying?
Shh. Call me on purpose. Hang up. He's obviously like sick or something.
I was calling to say I had a really good time last night. I was wondering if you wanted to hang out again.
I'm gonna call the police.
All of our guests got to hear the trailer. Now you've seen and heard the trailer. So
yes.
What would you ask Amy Schumer if you got to talk to her tomorrow?
Well, one of the things I would ask her is because there's a part in a trailer where she and the girl are talking because the guy actually called her back.
And or she's
actually
not
called
used to
her.
That.
Actually called her.
Yeah.
And she's not used to that. So
after a night of sexy time.
What's hysterical is don't want to sound
no
like
judgments.
Okay. So my friends and I are like that. It's like, why is he calling? Is he sick? Is there a problem? Did you leave something there? What's the story? You know, I'm just wondering how many times has she ever had truly one of those moments where she got the call and she's like, what the? No,
what
I don't. I don't want to answer. You know,
what
he's calling.
Yeah.
Did you butt dial me? That's the funniest line ever. Did you butt dial me? So I just, that's how my girlfriends and I are. So it would just be hysterical to find out what her story is behind that. So
I know, especially since she wrote this movie.
Right.
And it's her first movie.
Right. Was she basing that off of friends or was she basing that off of herself?
That's what I want to find out. First celebrity. And you know, I'm taking my recording equipment. There's going to be experts from the interview on our podcast as it gets closer to the movie release on July 17th. So,
right.
Super excited. Thank you for those questions. Those are awesome. I am so excited. I'll have to like check in with you afterwards. I'm going to be so nervous tomorrow. Don't talk to me.
I'm going to be texting you all day.
No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to talk about it. Okay.
No, I'm just going to go, you're okay. You can do this. You can do this. Right. I'll be your support.
Like, you know, I've gotten to see movies before they come out and then I talk about them on the podcast, but never have I got to interview the stars. That's crazy.
I know, because you're a rock star.
I won't believe it until I walk in the room and she's there.
Janet's a rock star. Neener, neener,
neener. All right, speaking of Hollywood, let's do Hollywood happenings.
Okay.
All right, Justin Timberlake, are you a fan? Dig in the box. Saturday Night Live.
Actually, I have to admit that I'm not a huge fan of his music, but I'm a fan of him because he's so hysterical.
He's so funny. Saturday Night Live, like, I don't watch Saturday Night Live unless he or Blake Shelton are on.
Well, I kind of have a funny story about him. I actually met him in person once. And
really?
We were in Vegas. We're at the Golden Nugget. And we were at an industry event, which is a concert industry event. Mm-hmm. And so Justin will probably hate me for this, but when he goes to Vegas, the one place where he really likes to gamble is the Golden Nugget because it's off the strip and he likes to be incognito.
Right. Yeah.
So if you're looking for Justin Timberlake, go
if
to the Golden
think
Nugget.
He's in Vegas.
Anyway, I was there with a big group of basically concert production people. So Justin Timberlake's walking through and a friend of mine who was drunk as a skunk.
Guy.
Okay. He knew his manager who was walking with him and he starts yelling at him. So they all come over and they all start talking to us and they're hanging out. And he's very personable, very sweet. Mm-hmm. But this is going to sound so racist, but it's not meant to be, but it was it was hysterical at the time.
Okay.
Janet's giving me the eyebrow.
I don't want our podcast to get banned in the U.S.
Anyway, what happened was when they walked off, my friend, who was drunk as a skunk, mm-hmm. goes, if it weren't for skinny white pop stars, big fat black guys wouldn't have a job. It was kind of, if you would have seen the moment, because all these big, huge black guys were walking with him. Well, they all turned around at the same time. He said it so loud. I was so embarrassed. I thought I was going to die. They all turned around and Justin bent over laughing hysterically when the guy said that. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. But honestly, it was actually a funny moment because the guys actually, when they turned around, they started laughing too. They weren't, and it wasn't an uncomfortable laugh. They were all laughing too. It was actually kind of funny, but it was just a moment.
So that wasn't bad at all. No.
No.
You scared me though.
Well, I just didn't want to, you know, offend anybody, but it was funny. It was a funny moment. So
I don't think Justin Timberlake will be hanging out at the Golden Nugget anytime soon. I think he's going to be changing some diapers.
Yes, he will.
Because he and his beautiful bride, Jessica Biel,
who's from Colorado.
Yeah. Yep. They're parents. She gave birth to a baby boy, Silas Randall Timberlake, on Saturday. That's a normal name.
Silas, not mm-hmm. north or south or
east or west.
Purple or whatever.
Or banana.
Yeah.
Hip-hop artist Nelly was arrested on Saturday morning on felony drug charges.
Shocker.
Yeah. Mm. Magic Mike, XXL. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that trailer? I shared that on our Facebook page, too.
No, I haven't seen
abs.
That one.
That's all I can say. Abs. Channing Tatum is reunited with original stars Matt Bomer, Joe Manganiello, I probably butchered that name, Adam Rodriguez, Kevin Nash, and there's going to be new faces such as Stephen Tewich, Boss, and Gabriel Iglesias. They get a chance to shine in Magic Mike XXL. It hits theaters July 1st. Mm-hmm. Nobody's reached out to me to talk about that movie. I would touch an ab. for the sake of the podcast.
Excuse me, Magic Mike producers. There's Double a problem XL. Here.
Come
there's,
on.
There's a problem here. You know, if you really want a good...
A real girl.
Girl.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
I will tell you.
I think we should be involved.
Channing Tatum and I need to sit down and talk.
Yes, we should talk,
Butterfly agrees.
About that. We should talk about that. Yeah. You know, when you're reaching out to women, don't know what else to say.
We are the ultimate podcast for women. Let's just claim our stake right now.
Dance straight, baby.
And then, of course, July 17th, set your calendars for Trainwreck. It's starring Amy Schumer. And having thought that monogamy was never possible, a commitment-phobic career woman may have to face her fears when she meets a good guy. What?
Well, I'm just laughing about commitment phobic because I thought I was, and then I'm not.
Whatever. You're happy.
I am.
Hashtag L-O-V-E, baby. All right, cupcakes and presents right time.
Now. Okay, I'm in.
All right, so I got you some chocolate cupcake bites.
And those are amazing, by the way.
It's actually a protein bar I cut into pieces.
Why I liked it? Because it was like not super sweet. And yes. Really, oh, those are awesome.
So take a bite of that while I run through the birthdays. So today, Abigail Breslin turns 18. Sarah Michelle Gellar turns 37. Miss Loretta Lynn is 82. April 15th, which is tomorrow. Emma Watson is 24. Seth Rogen is 32. On April 16th, Martin Lawrence is 49. John Cryer is also 49. On April 17th, one of my early on woman crushes was Victoria Beckham. She turns the big 4-0.
Aww.
Has she had work done, T-squared?
She has so much shit frozen, it's not even funny, so whatever.
And Jennifer Garner turns 42. So those are our birthdays for this.
I mean, look at her. There's a reason why she can't smile. It's because she just can't move her freaking face.
Ever. So those are happy, happy birthdays for this
week. Now her husband, on the other hand.
He has abs, too. I like abs. Sorry, Steve. I'm so sorry. Steve's going to listen to this and be like, what the heck? What the heck? I have some question and answer fun time for you. I'm going to have question and answer fun time with Amy Schumer tomorrow. So I got to get warmed up. You ready?
I'm on it.
All right. If money was no object, what would you do all day? Keep it clean.
God, you screwed it up with that part. Damn it.
Amber ruined it.
Well, we would all ruin it at that point. It's between laying on a yacht and sunning myself, which you should never do, people, because it ages your skin.
SPF 110. Sunscreen
and all that stuff that I'm so annoying about because I actually sun
tan. Wash your face before bed, Janet.
I do that. Okay. But also, I have a thing for big cats. So
like
I would.
Tigers and lions.
And bears, oh my.
And cheetahs, oh my.
I know, like bears aren't cats, but big fluffy things. So what I would do is I would probably actually volunteer as much as I could. No, not at a zoo, but at the big cat rescues and there's a lot of rescues here in Colorado that actually rescue animals, from zoos and personal owners and things like that. There's actually two. There's one that's more in southern Colorado, and then there's one kind of outside of Colorado Springs. And they're big cat, they're considered big cat rescues. You know, people who think that they can have a wild animal as a pet, whether it's a big cat or a bear or a monkey or whatever. I would probably actually, I know my usual funny stuff, this is actually serious. I would actually spend my time actually volunteering at things like that. And I wish I really had time now to do that. And here soon, within the next couple months, I'm changing my work schedule to actually accommodate things that I want to start doing things like that. And so it doesn't matter if you have money or not, but you should still volunteer on those things. Yes. So that's actually what I'm going to try to do. So literally, even if I don't have money, that's something that I truly want to do.
You're giving of your time, which is way more valuable than money, I believe, in some cases.
It is. It's very important. So
if you could go back in time, what year would you travel to?
Oh, crap. Okay, I'm torn there. Way torn.
Okay,
because 1980s were way fun for me. And gee, ask me why the 80s were fun.
Didn't want to pry.
They were full of debauchery and fun. However, I think if I could go back to a year that I could travel to that I didn't actually live in and contribute to debauchery, probably would have been the 40s. 1940s. Because
I wasn't thinking
1740s. 1940s.
Why do you like the 1940s?
Because that's in the days of glamour. When,
like, true glamour, not the fake.
Yeah, true glamour. When movie stars were stars and women were women and men were men, and there was a true beauty about things, and there was still a simplicity in life, but there was a true beauty.
There were no smartphones.
Yeah.
Everything was a little bit simpler and slower.
Yeah. And still, women were beautiful.
And I think people cherished beauty a little bit more. Now, you have to, like, spend money and be fake for the world to think you're beautiful.
But it was also in the time when women were allowed to start becoming strong. What people think is that in the 60s, women became strong in their, you know, in their independence. But actually, that's not true. It actually started way back in the 20s when they started fighting for it. So when the 40s came around was when women started becoming more independent. So if you watch movies from the 40s, the starlets became more and more independent and strong, and they became more of the stars instead of starlets of a movie because of who they were and their persona.
And their talent.
And yeah, and things like that. So I would go back to the 40s just to experience it.
And if your friends could describe you in one word, what would it be?
Freak.
Liar. No, I would not call her a liar.
No.
Beautiful is what I would say. She's beautiful. Inside and out.
Thank you. Lisa, you need to call Janet and tell her what you call me. My toxic twin, yes. Lisa. Yeah. Yeah, she knows I'm a freak. So it's all good. I'm proud of it. I'm happy with it. And thank you for calling me beautiful.
You are.
Thank you. Sorry.
All right, another curveball.
But hold on.
You.
No, curveball for you.
Wait, what?
How would your friends describe you?
Oh, dorky.
I'm a big dork. They would not.
I am.
No. I feel not like anybody a big dork. I know who knows you.
I feel like a big dork. Like, I'm into all this, like, podcasting and Miranda Lambert and, yeah.
Janet is a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
She always has been and always will be, and she's going to continue to be that way.
I try. If I ever get off track, you got to, like, slap me.
You have softly. Yet to get off track.
All right.
So we're good.
Well, thank you. You're thank
welcome.
You.
That's true.
So we have a fan listener. Her name is Angela Peck. Have you seen her? She's interacted a little bit on our Facebook page.
Not Angela. I've seen several
She loves
others.
You. She loves you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Well, then I need... Angela, I'm so sorry. Let me look it up and
no,
talk
no,
about,
I got you.
Talk
to you. She's a licensed esthetician.
Esthetician.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she relates to you. She loves the skincare topics that we talk about.
Hi, Angela.
And she's a huge supporter of Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Oh, keeper.
So we're going to take a moment and talk about skincare.
Okay.
Give me three tips that we haven't talked about before. That you need to share with people listening.
Three tips.
When it comes to skincare.
Oh, she threw me for a loop.
I told her I was going to throw some curveballs.
We all know that I'm huge about washing your face at night and cleaning your skin and that sort of thing. There are several things that come to mind that would be really beneficial. And they're not anything that are crazy to do, anything like that. Like,
you're not going to ask me to, like, find lava from Hawaii and put it on my face at room temperature for 3 hours?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I don't know where I pulled that one from.
So one of the things that is really important to me, and I know this may sound odd to a lot of people, but it's not going to like, people who are in the healthcare industry and things like that. One of the things that I think is really important to do for your body and your skincare is, one, consume coconut oil and olive oil. now, in your diet. Now, when you
say consume.
I mean eat.
Like,
I
put
mean
it on
actually,
my chicken when I'm grilling it.
Yes. And I mean, and on coconut oil, I mean actually take a teaspoon of it and swallow it down in the morning.
Wait a sec. I'm doing Weight Watchers. I got to check the points on that.
You know what? I got to tell you. Okay, so you eat avocado.
I actually have stopped because it's too many points on my Weight Watchers world.
Weight Watchers needs to just kiss my ass. Because there's a point at which where you have healthy fats and you have bad fats. And we're not talking about caloric or anything like that. It's been proven that coconut oil and avocado oil actually flushes the brown fat from your body, which is bad fat.
So it says like a tablespoon of coconut oil is only 4 points. So I could start eating a coconut oil before I go to bed?
You should, yes. And the reason how this pertains to skincare is the fact that when you take it, it also helps moisturize your skin from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of people don't understand is your skin is the largest organ on your body.
And they teach us that in school, but I think people forget.
That it is. But so the largest organ on your body, and I know I stress moisturizing, cleansing, but you have to moisturize from the inside out. It's one of the biggest things in the world. And coconut oil actually helps with the moisturization of your body, your skin, because the good fats in your body help, you know, protect your body, so,
right.
Which also help protect your organs, which is your skin.
So eat some coconut oil every day.
Coconut oil, and it helps your weight.
Wait a second. How is eating coconut oil going to help my weight, T squared?
Because it eats the bad fat in your body.
Okay.
The same as avocados and other things. The only thing is that you can't consume a whole lot of other fats, other bad fats.
Right.
So that you know.
Don't be eating fried chicken and then do some coconut oil and expect it to affect you in a good way.
To counterbalance, it doesn't work that way.
I love fried chicken, so I'm not judging.
I love French fries. I know, I'm right there.
Cook them in coconut oil. Bam.
I've never tried that.
I bet that would be amazing.
I'm allergic to eggs, but when I do eat eggs, because it's once in a while, because I can't stand it, because I love eggs,
mm-hmm.
I will cook them in coconut oil. It's actually really good.
Very nice.
It's awesome.
So that's one tip. Two more.
The next tip is water. I know it sounds off. I know it sounds
I know. Everyone listening goes, yeah, I know.
Okay.
Because we all know it.
But I'm going to stress it again as I throw my microphone down the street.
You like punching that thing.
I know.
You're totally violent with the microphone.
I know. I'm awful. So anyway, water. Water.
How much water a day?
It has to be half your body weight in ounces.
So if I were 100 pounds, I'm not 100 pounds. What is half my body weight in ounces?
50 ounces of water.
Okay, I got
it. So instead of a 64-ounce bottle, you would do 50 ounces of water. Now, that's the bare minimum. Now, there is a point at which you can overwater yourself, but not that many people overwater themselves.
My father likes to argue with me about that because, okay, so there was a person on a radio morning show that they had a contest to see who could drink the most water without peeing, and she died.
Yeah, that's
and
not
good. And so my dad has used that against me every time.
Well,
I'm
you
like,
can.
Because he has horribly bad, like, dry skin in the wintertime. I'm like, Dad, drink water. And I seriously mm-hmm. bought him a tub of coconut oil, and I was like, blather this on your skin. It's nature's lotion. Throw it all over your skin.
It is.
And if you've listened to the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine from back in like the Ashley Janet days, we would talk about coconut oil a lot when it comes to the multi-purpose when it comes to coconut oil.
Right.
And he just, I'm like, Dad, how much water do you drink? Well, I had a cup of water. He's like, but there's water in my coffee.
Oh, now there we go. Oh, don't get me started. The whole coffee, tea.
I had a coworker that would only drink Coke. And he's like, there's water in my Coke.
No.
That's a diuretic. That dehydrates you.
Thank you for bringing that up. People, we need to talk about this.
Discussion time.
Here's the deal. When you drink something that is caffeine-based, caffeine is a diuretic,
mm-hmm.
your body wants to flush it out. If you think it's chased by water and you think a diuretic is good for your body because it's flushing water out of your system, you're greatly mistaken because it has to make up for what it's losing in water. So it actually creates the fact that you become dehydrated. It's a very big deal.
A good rule of thumb, because I was addicted to Diet Coke for years.
Right.
Like, I would wake up, and if I didn't have a Diet Coke, and I never did the coffee thing, I always did Diet Coke, I would have a headache by noon. So
that's my dentist, you were dehydrated.
Yeah. My dentist shared this with me. He's like, okay, Janet, one, Diet Coke's bad for your teeth because of the acid.
Right.
And two, it's a diuretic. So he's like, promise me this. Promise me that you'll drink a Diet Coke and then drink a water.
Right.
Alternate it. And I did that. And then over time, I started drinking more water because I could feel when I was thirsty. Right. And a lot of times when you think you're hungry, you're actually thirsty.
Thirsty, right.
So. Mm-hmm. All right. Tip number three.
Tip number three. I got to think about this because I got like 25 in my head. So. I know.
So this will be like a regular, I'm just preparing you for the future. T like squared square or corner.
Like something.
T squared's corner. There we go. Is going to be three tips every time you're on about skincare.
Oh, crap. Well, she just put me homework. On the spot.
Homework. Oh, nice. Thank you, Angela Peck, for the motivation. Nice.
Thank you, Angela. I liked you until now. Just kidding. No, I love you. Thank you. Thank you for keeping me on my toes. Okay, so another one has nothing to do with skincare. It has to do with your teeth.
I like my teeth.
Okay. Now, I do not have naturally white teeth because I took medication when I was a kid.
And my brother's the same way. I know a lot of people like that. I don't even know how. My teeth are naturally, like, really
beautifully white.
And I get that from my dad.
They're beautifully white.
Mine don't do anything.
Mine are not, and I can bleach and everything else, but mine were drained of their color because of a medication I had to have when I was a child. However, to keep your teeth very clean, and I know this sounds like an old wives' tale and absolutely crazy, is seriously brush your teeth with baking soda either before you brush your teeth or after you brush your teeth with regular toothpaste. Now, nobody told me to use regular toothpaste before. I say that because it just makes everything smell better. But when you brush your teeth
with... So I say go baking soda, then toothpaste.
Right.
Just because if I'm kissing you, I want you to smell good.
Right, exactly. Because baking soda is not... Anyway... But it does. It actually naturally exfoliates your teeth. You don't want to do it every day. You only want to do it twice a week. Mm-hmm. But it will take off tartar, anything like that off your teeth. It will completely cleanse your teeth. And
when it comes to technique, how do you do it? Do you like dip your toothbrush in baking soda or do you just throw baking soda in your mouth? How do you make the baking soda happen in your
mouth?
You
actually have to just lightly, you have to wet your toothbrush first and then dip it in baking soda and then brush your teeth. Because if you dip it in baking soda and then you wet your toothbrush, then it like all washes away. So you can't do that. But it actually cleanses your teeth very well. And I can tell you from having my teeth cleaned twice a year for I don't know how many years, I've gone in several times having done this for many years and haven't been an ex-smoker and everything else. Even when I was an ex-smoker, nobody knew that I was a smoker because the tartar on my teeth was not there.
That's how I was. I smoked for 14 years. I quit a year and a half ago. And, I hid it from everyone.
I didn't even know you were a smoker.
It sucked. Yeah. I was a closet smoker. Yeah. Like, I never smoked around Steve. He knew I smoked, but I never did it. But it was, like, at work, and it was bad. Bad. But I worked really hard to keep my teeth white. I never did the baking soda thing.
Shit happens.
It does. And we move on. We grow. We get wiser, right?
Right.
That's where we're at now.
Right. So...
Well, thank you.
Anyway.
I'm sorry for putting you on the spot.
There's my little And now I've got to do my job to make sure that I bring up like good stuff.
T Squares Corner. There we go. That's what it's called. T Squares Corner. Oh. You have a spot.
I have a spot.
Yay. All right. Another spot that I'm adding is Ask Us Anything.
Now. Oh boy.
And so
I'm on it.
Our first, well, no, I have.
Seriously, Ask Us Anything.
I have someone I love that shit. Has sent us something.
Okay.
And if you want to send us something, or even T Squared, if you want to send something, go to girlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com. Just put in the subject line, Ask Us Anything. And we can be anonymous, which is what we're doing this week.
Oh, joy.
So this listener put, I'm wondering if you can help me. Being recently single is like opening the floodgates for the vultures. Some are not vultures, and some are interesting. I could fancy these men, but too many are trolls. And I'm sure we've all experienced them.
He is so freaking cute.
All right.
I love this cat. Okay.
I know you're not all single, but you're gorgeous ladies who have been single at one time or another. You can tell me some of those things that have made or make you toss fellas into the N-O-P-E pile, the nope pile, or the never pile. Like, for me, only contacting me via text, bringing up sexy time very explicitly without knowing me, never calling it a date, telling me all about him, but never asking about me, assuming a date means sex, etc. So, our listener is asking for some advice when it comes to being single, and how do you differentiate between the losers and the winners, is basically what this says.
Oh, good Lord, that list is so freaking long.
I know. Okay, so. You go, girl.
Okay, so one of the things is in my book, jealousy.
But a small amount of jealousy is good.
A small amount of jealousy is good, as far as being protective of your woman and so
forth. Have you ever been with anyone that was not jealous at all? And you're kind of like, well, it kind of makes you feel like, well, shouldn't you be a little jealous?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I'm not wanting the jealous raging person, but
no.
I've been with those guys where it's kind of like, do you even care?
Yeah.
I need you to show a little bit of concern.
Yeah, and their comment was, well, I'm proud of who I'm with. Well, there's a point of which being proud of who you're with, and some dude drooling down your chick's blouse is a whole nother story.
That's so messy.
Yeah, so but on the other hand, there's the point at which where, let me use this for example. People who have been on my page.
Your Facebook page?
Yes. No. You know, that I am back into modeling, and yes, they are boudoir, and yes, they are
sexy somewhat, time with T-Square. So, you're going to get a lot of Facebook requests now all of a sudden.
I've been a lot lately, which is kind of weird, but anyway, so, but the thing is that yes, some of them are racy, some of them are not, and the most recent one I put on, I felt was racy. Even though it wasn't
classless. It wasn't skanky.
It wasn't showing anything, actually. Beautiful.
But that look in your eye.
Right. Which was why I say racy. And I was not sure about how to put it on there. However, a lot of people asked me, they were like, can you please, you know, add something else? And sorry, my eye is twitching. Anyway, so a lot of people were like, you know, asking me to put something new up. So I threw that one on there just out of curiosity.
I liked it.
Well, thank you.
Beautiful.
But a lot of men would find that they would be
intimidated,
very jealous of the fact that I would put that up, maybe by the comments men made. And what's funny
those
is
men that make those comments are not classy.
But actually, if you read the comments that were put on my page,
were they good?
They were not necessarily rude, and
but there are those men that will cross that line, and those are in the nope pile, N-O-P-E pile.
Exactly. And the thing is that when you're out in public and you're together, if you look a certain way and you get mad because some dude even looked your direction, mm-hmm. like somebody I was married to prior, not immediately prior, but prior. Sorry, people, oh. but I've been married twice. Sorry.
Don't apologize.
So, anyway, don't apologize so my first husband, who would want me to dress up really nice, would get super pissed off with a dude would look at me when I was wearing clothes, that's when I was silly. Wearing like something, you know, hot.
See, that's where they should be proud.
And he would, you know, we'd go home and it'd be this big fight of, you know, did you like it when that guy looked at you? Did you like it? You know, it's like after a while, you know, I pulled my head back out of my butt and turned around and said,
peace out.
Well, yeah, I did. So what's your problem? You know, mm-hmm. the point was that if you expect me to look a certain way, don't get pissed if somebody else likes it.
Right.
You know,
you
now
should be thankful that you're going home with him.
Yeah.
And not paying attention to that, those eyes that are undressing you.
Right. And like you said, when they cross the line of coming up and hitting on you, then it's crossing the line.
Yes.
Yes.
So my big note pile, even though it's been 5 years since I've been single, has to be in this day and age with smartphones, with technology, mm-hmm. men seem to want to jump to that intimate dick interaction.
Pic. Let's just say it, dick pic.
Well, okay. But other things beyond that, but take it slow, guys. If it's meant to be, mm-hmm. and if you don't want it to be slow, then, you know, jump in head first. Send the raunchy pics, and if the girl's into it, she's into it. If she's not, then you're going to be in the no pile faster than nobody's business, which sounds like our listener is that girl. If you want a good girl that's going to stick around for a while, take it slow. I'm not saying years. It means don't take a year. Take it slow.
But have an intelligent conversation with the person, too.
Yes.
Find out what they're like.
I want a picture of your boobs. Hashtag blocked.
Right.
That's my advice to our listeners.
So, yeah, just have an intelligent conversation with somebody at some point. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie Office Space?
I did, but it's been so long. Remember the red stapler.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's one of the funniest mm-hmm. parts of the movie, but the boss always said, that would be great. Yeah. Toby and I were talking about that earlier today, was that we were talking about Office Space, and that just brought that up, and it's funny. You know, that would be great.
That would be great. So we're pretty happy women. You're really happy these days.
I am.
Thank you, Toby.
Super.
And I found...
Thank you, Toby.
your sick voice made that sound dirty. I think you...
No, I meant it to be dirty.
So I found 7 habits of happy women outside of Toby's.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, are you ready? Oh, crap. Okay.
Happy women find me time. No matter what their crazy life sends their way, they find time to just do Teresa or do Janet. Just find time to do Janet.
Right.
Not in a dirty way.
I was just going to say the way you said that.
Just be me. I just want to, like, for me, it's catching up on
the
DVR.
I love doing me. It's good. We're happy there.
The wine is affecting us.
No, I know what she means. It's like self-time.
Yes. The next thing, happy women have a creative outlet. What's your creative outlet? It's been
pretty
busy. Yes.
Oh, good Lord. My creative outlet is pretty much everything. Oh, and one of my creative outlets is Max Explosion.
Who is Max Explosion?
Max Explosion is one of my bands. One of my national acts, I might add.
Can I put some of their music on our podcast?
Yes, you can now.
Do you have that in writing?
I will have that in writing for you. Actually, I'm their PR manager, so they don't have a choice.
All right.
So anyway, Max Explosion, Dirty Angels is the new name of their CD. You open it up. There's Chris McCarville with The Most Perfect Hair on This Earth.
Who does he remind me of?
That's the one.
Carrie Russell. Remember when she was in that?
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't listen, dude.
Sorry, Chris.
Sorry.
So sorry.
I am such a chick.
But Chris, your hair is perfect.
It is perfect.
You can't even let the wind blow and your hair doesn't get screwed up. It's just messed up. But that's who does our website. That's also who created our...
So he has a brain and hair.
Oh, he's amazing. And he's sexy as all get up, people.
And this is your creative outlet, is this rock music.
Yeah, Max Explosion. They have a new CD, Dirty Angels. Also, Kickin' Valentina has a new CD out. They're just now releasing it. So look online. You'll be able to find it. Kickin' Valentina.com. And there you go. They will have theirs. It should be online, if not now, within the next week.
And you are giving me this CD.
Yes, I am.
It is Max Explosion CD. Yeah. I'm going to listen to it. I'll probably rip it onto my computer.
And Crazy Hot is my favorite song off there. And their rendition of Dreamweaver.
Which is number 10. Three is Crazy Hot and 10 is Dreamweaver.
And just so you all know, this is not heavy metal. This is melodic rock, which is a lot different than, you know, typically you all hear me talk about. But Max Explosion is one of my top bands, and they are, they're amazing. Melodic rock is coming back, and they are the old House of Lords for anybody who's listening. They are the band of House of Lords, and they're amazing. They're just awesome. Chris McCarville's lead singer, Jimmy Bell, and BJ Zampa on drums. Jimmy Bell is on lead guitar, and they are just, they're awesome.
Awesome. So once I get when I get it onto my computer,
yeah.
is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can we give this away to a listener?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so.
Let's do it.
If you're listening, I want you to send us an email at twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com, yep. And I want you to share what your creative outlet is.
Yep.
To make you a happy man or woman. And I will mail you Max Explosion's CD. What do you think, T-Squared?
It's got to be good. It's got to be good. And it's got to be creative.
I just threw you another curveball.
Make it happen.
Is that okay?
And I have two we can give away.
Oh.
So let's go with whoever's the most creative, and let's hear what you have to say.
There we go. Another thing that happy women do, they learn from their mistakes. And I will tell you, I am a mistake maker constantly.
We all are, honey.
Instead of beating ourselves up over every single thing we ever did wrong and feel bitter about, learn from our mistakes. It helps us raise our self-esteem and advance our personal growth. I think women are the hardest when it comes to that. And maybe it's because men have always been like the gender that exceeds and does well and does better. And we've kind of been a couple steps back.
Well,
you're looking at me like, what are you talking about?
Well, no.
In
no.
the big picture of society.
No, I think you're right. But I also think that we as women, we have a tendency to put everybody else before ourselves.
Right.
So I don't think it necessarily has to do always with men. I think it has to do with our children, has to do with everything. I think that we have a tendency to focus on everybody else. I think it's in our genes. I think it's who we are. Mm-hmm. I don't think we stop and turn around and look at ourselves and go, you know, I appreciate you.
I rock.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I think that's really important that we have to stop and make sure we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Another thing that happy women do is we practice gratitude.
Absolutely.
And I think that we should all just stop and write down three things that make you feel grateful. Nothing too small. You know, it can be like, I have moments where I'm like, I am so thankful for my straightening iron. for my hair because I have naturally wavy hair and I like having straight hair. T-Squared and I have similar hair. I just don't wear mine curly.
So, I have a mop. That's the way it works.
You
don't.
You have beautiful hair. And then happy women also engage in sports. Now, I am not going to go hit balls at a batting cage. I'm not going to go play tennis. But you don't have to be a jock. Simply engage in something that is physical activity.
Right.
What's your favorite thing to do when it comes to physical activity?
Oh, gosh, I have all kinds of silly things that I do. They're not like sports. I do like walking.
I love riding my bike.
I like air hockey.
There's a lot of great bike paths around here. And air hockey came back.
Here, great bike paths are everywhere here.
Air hockey came back. Like, I've noticed it's popped up around places.
Oh, I didn't know that, but I just think it's fun. So
I'm afraid I'm going to hurt myself. Those hockey pucks come at you very quickly.
For me, because I'm out with my bands, you know.
That's what they do?
Dancing. Oh. I like to dance. You know?
I used to be that person when I was a night person. Now I'm asleep by 10 o'clock.
Oh, well, you know, I don't have a choice sometimes. So, yeah, for me, it's dancing once in a while. But, no, there's all kinds of fun stuff. You can find all kinds of fun stuff to do. That's physical.
Definitely. And then happy women also keep a journal. Do you have a journal? I know Carrie, one of our co-hosts, is a big journaler.
Actually, I do not. Now, I used 2 years ago, but what's funny is I don't necessarily journal, but I do some meditation. So I meditate, you know, about, you know, memories and things like that. So I
and
guess
that's
I,
the last thing. I happy guess I women journal. Meditate. You mentally
I guess I journal in my physical being at that particular moment in time. So
I have journals. Like I have the books where you can write in, but I never stop and write in them.
Right.
It's bad. I need to do better. I need to do better.
Well, I should probably should actually, because it would probably help me right now, but
so I have another super awesome announcement.
Okay.
We're going to play another movie trailer right now.
What I'm about to say cannot leave this room. Do you know who Vicente Cortez is?
Yes, he is the top lieutenant in the cartel. He is known as the Bank of Bogota, the Tender Tender, the Lender Lender, the Money Launderer, El Chapo, the Pork Chop, Bachelet.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, you will escort our witness to Dallas so she can testify against Cortez.
Mrs. Reba, we have got to get going.
Look at you, you're teeny tiny. You're like a little dog that I can put in my purse.
But Cortez has killed every witness we've had.
You're in danger, ma'am. Everything's gonna be fine.
What about my husband?
Everything but your husband's gonna be fine.
You don't have to like me, but I'm the best chance you have at surviving.
What the hell is that white stuff?
Thank you, Father.
I should call the police.
No, I am the friggin' police. Don't you see? You're free to go.
But I totaled your car.
I said you're free to go! This accident's gonna be all jacked up. We have been set up, shot at, and hunted down.
Officer Cooper stands at 4 feet, 11 inches.
Oh, come on.
The other suspect, a 45-year-old Latina woman, is...
45? My madre. We need a couple hours to lay low. Now, can you help us with that?
I kind of like your smile.
You do not know anything about me.
I have seen your underwear.
I like a lot of coverage.
It's no underwear, that's a diaper.
I know everything I need to know.
They tried to seduce me with some lesbian stuff.
I am her lover.
Ooh la la. Oh, yeah.
But I'm a Christian, so I wasn't interested in that.
Penis! Oh my god! Penis!
I'm gonna get.
Officer Cooper is 4 feet 9 inches.
I am 5 foot 2.
Traveling with a 50-year-old suspect.
15.
Find them now.
We have to get out of this car right now, they're gonna kill us both. Follow my lead.
Mrs. Reba is having some problems with some lady business.
Can't you just hold it?
No, you see, once a month, my uterus sheds its lining. So that the eggs and descends eggs. Into the...
Oh, my God!
Did you speak Spanish?
Cállate tu boca.
Gringa chiquitica.
Tu boca muy gorda.
Simplona.
All right. Are you good now?
I'm ready.
I'm sorry?
I'm ready. Let's go.
So that was the trailer for Hot Pursuit. Talk about a dynamic.
Yes, it was.
Talk about a dynamic duo. You have Reese Witherspoon, who's one of my faves.
Yep.
And Sofia Vergara, who's one of your faves.
Was one of my very first girl crushes of the week. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So,
and they have a hot movie coming out called Hot Pursuit. Mm-hmm. And it hits the movie theaters on May 8th. And I'm working on a chance for a couple lucky listeners to get the chance to go see the movie for free before it hits theaters on the 8th.
Oh my God, you guys have got to try for this. It's awesome. Yes.
So I'll post the trailer link so you can watch the trailer and laugh along like T-Squared and I did. But you have to stay listening and stay glued to our Facebook and our website, twogirlsinabottleofwine.com, because we'll post details as to how you can win your chance to see this movie.
Yes, you must do that.
That's awesome. All right, T-Squared, it was so awesome having you here. And you were so flexible. I, like, threw some curveballs your way.
Yeah, you threw some serious ones at me. Jack me up. It was T-Squared's all good.
T-Squared's corner. ready.
Now I have to actually do my homework before I show up. Man.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you very soon.
Absolutely.
And you'll get that skincare ready for us.
Yeah, I've got I'll start loading my arsenal.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, everyone listening, have a great week and we'll see you soon.
Yep. Take care, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon!